Okay, well, I am going to talk about Juliet's birthday because it was, I don't know, in a lot of ways, like my favorite, even though it wasn't the one that I would have picked for myself. But it was just like it was the most like peaceful and like the things I anticipated happening happened. So that was really nice.
That is very nice.
It could be
That's
really
so
nice.
nice of
It
her.
was really nice of her. She was very cooperative. So Juliet was our second baby. We had an 18-month-old at home, and he, we knew he would need a second heart procedure, and we anticipated it being close to when our second was born. That wasn't like part of our plan, but things happen. We just didn't anticipate his needs when we anticipated growing our family. So I kind of had like a lot in my mind. So my first birth was also with the nurse midwives, ended up in a C-section. So my second birth, the midwives agreed to have me again, which was wonderful, and it was a really uncomplicated pregnancy. It was wonderful. And I just remember going in and like having a lot of feelings about not knowing when Juliet was going to come and trying to anticipate James' surgery and like my own recovery from birth and also being able to be totally present for him when he has this hard thing. So I just remember going in for one of my checks. It must have been like in the 30s, 32 or something, like getting closer but not quite to birth yet. And the midwives were so kind to me. And I just remember, I think it was Heather Lemons, I don't remember exactly who, but the midwife said, like, "Do you need this baby to have a birth date?" And I was like, "I do." And she goes, Do you need permission to have a backup plan and to have a C-section?" And I said, "I think I need permission." And she said, "I give you permission to have a C-section, as that would be like the healthiest thing for you and your family." And I was just felt really like relieved that I had, like, I don't know exactly what the psychosis was behind needing permission, but it was very helpful that she gave that to me. And she even said, like, "No matter how this baby comes, like, we'll continue like co-caring for you." And it was just really wonderful that they, like, there was no, I don't know, like competition or animosity or like any like us and them with the midwives and the docs. Like, she literally just like scheduled me to go like across the hall and talk to a
Nice.
doc. So we just made the plan that Juliet had 40 weeks and one day to come on her own. And then that was her birthday, 40 weeks and one day. So we scheduled a C-section for September 22nd. And Juliet was very comfortable until September 22nd when her birthday came. So we so then it was, it was like it was 08, so it was way pre-pandemic and everything. You could have people there with you even for C-section. So we were able to plan, like, we were able to go like first case. So it's like early morning, James is still sleeping, my mom came to the house, like, there's a whole plan. And even for like a plan for when he would be able to come and see us in the afternoon, and my sister Molly came. And so then it was Molly and Terry and I went to the hospital and got us checked in, and Terry was able to come back. We picked the music, like, the doctor was joking about names because we still hadn't like figured out her name yet. And I said, "I really love Juliet." And Terry was like, "I don't know about that." And the doctor was like, "Well, I mean, you're gonna meet her in a few minutes, so maybe that'll help." And it was just like super like calm. Like, I didn't feel, I mean, you always feel like a little like, I mean, that's so exciting, like going into the first day you get to meet your baby. And but certainly not anxious or nothing like negative. Yeah, and it was just like super calm. The like all the anesthesia worked the way it's supposed to work. The anesthesiologist was super personable at my head. The doctor was lovely. Like, I didn't really have a relationship with her because I had seen the midwives, but I had met her once and she was lovely. So super calm and collective, and Juliet came like pretty quick. There wasn't a lot of like fuss, and she was a super healthy pink baby, and you know, fussed right away, and they like cleaned her up, and she was able to come and like be on my chest like while they finished, you know, the surgery and what they were doing. So then, you know, just her, Terry and I were like just right there together, and again, like the people in the room just seemed really warm, and the nurse who was in the room with us, I remember, like followed us. Like she did pre-op, she was in the OR, she came to the recovery room with us, which was really nice. I don't know if that's still how they do it, but that's like really nice consistency, especially since you're awake in the OR, you know. Mm-hmm. So she came with us back to recovery, and my sister was able to come right back to recovery with us. So it was her and Terry and I and the nurse, and I was still like pretty numb, like, you know, my shoulders, my arms, like I couldn't really hold her. Like they tucked her in with me, but I didn't have a lot of like ability to hold her well. But she was like, I mean, she was just this fat little baby, and she was like hungry. So you know, I mean, the nurse was super supportive. She's like, what would you like? Like, do you want us to help you like nurse her now? Or like, you know, just like super open. Like, I just felt like no judgment, no, like no one else had any preconceived notions about how this was supposed to go. Like, it was just like, what would you like? I'm here to help you with whatever it is you want to do. So, her and my sister helped Juliet latch on. So yeah, so we got her like latched on before I was even like totally recovered, and she did great. And you know, it was different than my first experience. Like, she just got it. Like, Juliet mm-hmm. just knew how to function in this world. She came in, she was like, got it, I'm breathing, got it, I'm eating, doing the things I'm supposed to do, I'm crying, I'm doing it.
What else can I do for you?
Yeah. So that was great. And and then James was scheduled to come up to see us, little guy he was. And I don't do well with, what's it called? It's one of the meds they give you. It makes me puke. Anyway, so poor little guy was coming to see me, and I was like, oh, wait, get him back. Quick puke. And so besides like the vomiting after surgery, it was great. And then like Terry even went home to be with James, and it was just Juliet and I overnight that first night. And I don't know, it was just like peaceful. And when I saw her, I just felt like, I know you, like we've been buddies for a while, you know, like she was, yeah, I felt immediately connected to her. It was a very different experience than the first. At first I was unsure about like the C-section decision, but she rolled right through it and did great. And, yeah, I would just categorize that as like a really joyful, birth. And, yeah.
So I'm intrigued, we'll talk more about it in our next, mm-hmm. in our second interview, but I'm intrigued because it sounds like you almost, I don't want to put words in your mouth, of course.
Of course.
But it sounds like you almost felt like you should be conflicted about having this C-section plan, mm-hmm. but you didn't actually feel conflicted.
Yeah. Because as soon as I got permission, I was okay.
Interesting.
Yeah.
And did your husband have any feelings about it?
No. He's really good that way. Like, he was like, I remember the night before even the scheduled C-section, I was like, well, I don't really want to do that again. That was painful. But I also don't want to do this unknown thing that also sounds painful.
So was it a bit, were you surprised that you weren't more conflicted? Since you seemed like you were expecting it? Or once you had that permission, was it just like, I feel good about it?
Yeah. I think I knew what I needed. Like, mm-hmm. I think I needed that C-section. Like, I needed a scheduled plan for her because there were so many other things going on. So once I had like the okay to, to prioritize like the bigger picture instead of just that mm-hmm. like moment that felt good. And I think I needed the slightly more holistic, if I could say, like, not alternative, but like, I think the term's like crunchy sometimes people use, but like I needed like the Mama Earth to say like, let's go ahead and embrace medical technology here. And, you know, and, mm-hmm. and although it is not exactly what, you know, Mother Nature wrote into the perfect thing, mm-hmm. your story could still be perfect, even if it's, you know, slightly different from that. And so, yeah, so I think I just needed, yeah. And they were so good about it. And those, and they took care of me for all three, and they were all different. Like, she was so go with the flow, like, mm-hmm. until she got her little bit of an edge that she's continued to keep. But like, her first 18 months, she was just like, I'm here for it. Where are we going? Take me with you. I'll go. I'll do that. You know, like she cried mm-hmm. if she was like hungry or her diaper was wet. Besides that, mm-hmm. she was like, what's happening? What are we doing? You know, like, she was just like,
this is so much more dynamic. Yeah. Than my previous
whoa. This is very interesting. Like, yeah, she was just like happy to be there, man.